Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
This Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we want to talk to people about their claim to fame.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to talk about mine first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Slacker Show.
Yeah, I am the Slacker on the Slacker Show. So... that's what I...
Congratulations.
Yeah. Will you get to stand behind that slacker?
Serve you your drinks.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, that was the first time he said that.
What?
Thank you.
He's looking at us.
I'm going home.
Oh, it's getting angry. Oh, it's bad. No, it's
look
bad.
Away, look away.
Like, there's so many stories in the news right now of people who are just... like, we want to know what you're famous for, obviously. It's your claim to fame. The one I'm most fond of is the Sperminator. He has fathered 165 children.
Goodness.
But not in the...
not in the fun way?
Correct.
Hmm.
In the spending time
the
alone.
Donation.
In a, yes.
Yeah, donation way?
Okay. So, well, that's the generous way, I guess.
Yeah.
Do they cap you
it
ever?
It can be fun still. I think they do.
I was under the impression they do, so I think he's pulling some shenanigans.
Oh, okay. What do they cap you at? Like,
I thought it was just a few. I didn't think they wanted you to, because then what you're doing, I mean, if you're having a bunch of boys and a bunch of girls with, like, Aaron has a surrogate pregnancy or whatever, and she has a boy. Like, you guys have a girl. Great. They meet. They fall in love. Well, dude...
they're
yes yeah. They're related.
It's
boinking your sister.
Yeah, 165 kids, that seems like you're diluting the genetic
composition. There's a chance that people are going to get together and they will be biologically related.
Wow.
Because he will not stop.
He's
sperminating.
He turns 49. He says he'll stop when he's 50.
The internet says there is no uniform limit across the U.S. on the number of donations.
Yeah, but I thought there was a limit. Jesus.
I don't know.
So he's just dropping in.
I guess, yeah.
There he is.
Weren't you here earlier?
All right. So there's another person who I don't understand this. 55 homers inked on his body.
Yeah.
You're talking about Homer Simpson?
Yeah. Tattoos.
He loves The Simpsons. He could never watch it growing up. So he rebelled by getting some.
Way to like stick it to the man on that one.
Yeah. Who are you sticking it to? You're never.
Your father.
You're never. Like, you're not
going to
be the Sperminator with Homer all over you.
No, he's the Hominator.
I'm going to go.
You said that earlier.
The Hominator. Okay, so we want to know.
They should cap you at Homer tattoos too.
They should.
Honestly.
We want to know what innator you are.
Okay.
It's your claim to fame, but like I'm the slacksinator. If you're famous. Man, I am firing on like two cylinders. Gondola. I am so sorry. Our boss just came in and said gondola weird, and now none of us can function.
I spent like 5 minutes being like, he added an extra L.
All right. If you're famous for something, we want to know what your claim to fame is. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I think the most impressive thing I've done was I was on the cover of a Good Times coupon book.
Ooh. You were?
Yeah. I still have them. We made sure we didn't cash those in.
Well, they're expired by now.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd you get that gig?
I was doing a performance with, it was like for the Children's Diabetes Foundation, because I'm a type 1 diabetic. And we like did a performance from Annie, and someone took a picture, and it just ended up on the coupon book. Mm. I was not Annie.
That was my next question.
What?
I've never been Annie.
What?
Who did they put in the role?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you're walking, talking, red-haired weirdo.
I know, but that's the thing. If I didn't get the main role of Annie, I would have to be a different kid. But then you can't have two kids in wigs. So it was just never made it.
So wait, they put a kid in a red wig to be
Annie.
She
didn't even wear a wig. She was a brunette.
This is just an anti-redhead theater
what
group.
What is happening?
If you're playing to charity.
This whole production is like, keep them out.
What are you famous for, Hack? Did you set any records in high school or something?
Yeah, free throw records. I led the state, but my most impressive was I was in a movie.
Oh,
but you guys always forget. You
don't give me. I don't forget
because you're on IMDb, right?
I do have an IMDb page. Yep. Mm-hmm. And from now on,
does it have a picture on it?
No, there's no picture. I didn't
even
set it up.
Any information other than your first and last name?
His credit, his role credit.
Yeah, my role. I was in a movie called The Formula. We filmed it back in Iowa. It was some of my buddies helped fund it, and Reginald Vell Johnson was in it. He's
I don't know who that is.
He's the dad in Family Matters, and he's the cop in.
Oh, he's the cop in Die Hard.
Yeah, he was in it. He came to our town for a day to shoot, and we took him out that night.
One whole day.
Yeah, he's a pro. He knocked it out.
So you guys just threw money at one B-list actor.
Yeah, and he came and had it. He actually hung out with us.
Did you? Okay.
It was pretty cool walking into like our little town bar just with Reginald Vell Johnson, which people
the
recognize.
The Reginator.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So can we find this movie?
Yes. I don't know where it streams or where
it's called
it's called The Formula.
Oh, is that thing? It's something I do remember you talking about. It's like something that makes you attractive to women or something.
Yeah, these guys figure out a formula on how to be attractive, and chaos ensues. I'm part of the chaos. You can talk to my agent.
What was your actual name in the movie, or were you just like crazy guy number four?
I think I'm dancing party goer or something. It's something like that. Yeah, okay. I'm in the background a little.
Did you find it streaming anywhere?
I did, but then I switched to his IMDb.
No. There's not a picture, is
it? It just says party dancer.
Party dancer.
Okay.
There you go. Yep.
All right. Well, if you're famous for something cooler than The Formula or a coupon book.
I'm still riding that high.
This is going to be awesome. What is your claim to fame? What are you an innator of? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm going home.
Come on.
No, we're trying to talk about claim to fame. Nobody's calling. I'm blaming computer failure because I feel like there's famous people listening.
Yeah.
Is there not?
They're probably too famous to call in. You
well,
know?
Somebody texted in. What was their claim is pretty dope, actually.
Yeah, they said, my dad was in the movie Dumb and Dumber. He was the big Mexican in the back of the van playing the guitar. I'll be honest, I haven't seen the movie, so I don't know what scene they're talking about.
What?
Hold on.
All I know is the scene with the orange and the powder blue suit, and that's all I got.
Aaron's new claim to fame is, are you being totally serious
yes.
right now? It is like, no human on earth has not seen that movie. You're lying.
I'm not.
We are going to hold you down and make you watch that movie tonight.
All right.
Yeah. I've been shocked.
This is literally your claim to fame. Your stupid coupon book is not nearly.
Hey, I love good times.
And by the way, you lied. It wasn't what you said it was.
I said the wrong foundation. I thought it was the Children's Diabetes Foundation. It was JDRF, which is the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation.
Oh, a bunch of juvies? Now it's way different.
Does anybody else want to brag about themselves before we wrap this up? Like, well, for example, I would say, Aaron, your claim to fame is?
Being on the Slacker Show. Do I get a raise?
No, you have another one.
I was almost on Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, that's not what I was going to do. But almost. Oh. Okay, that's right. Yeah. You auditioned and they didn't like you.
Well,
but you made it through a few rounds. And yeah. You were close.
Flew out to L.A., broke my wrist.
She was almost Malcolm. I don't think that's true.
You know what I want to do? I want to do this thing. It's the thing that you told me. It's the trick you taught me about trying to get somebody to pick where you're going to dinner, where it's like, oh, we're going out to dinner tonight. And it's a surprise.
Well, what's the other?
What I'm doing to you right now is is that exact thing. I'm like, what's the other thing you're famous for? And you're just like, you're just going to keep saying things?
Do you actually have one in mind? Or, I don't know.
Hinge has built a statue.
Hey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That one.
They're like, our most valuable customer. Thanks for keeping Denver happy. I won best guitarist in Colorado at one point.
That's huge. That's really
good.
How
old were you during that?
I was not young. I mean, I was in my 20s, I think.
Okay.
Beating up a bunch of juvies.
I did not beat up.
Who is the competition? Is it just everyone?
It doesn't really count. It kind of counts. Well, it was on a radio station.
Oh.
It was on this frequency, actually.
No
really?
Way.
It was when KBPI was at 105.9.
Huh, okay.
And Steve Cooper was holding a contest to see who the best guitarist. And the contest was literally, you had for weeks, you would call in to the show and then basically just jam.
Over the phone?
Over the phone.
Oh, okay.
And it'd be like three or four different people each day, and then like it got boiled down to a few, and then it was like I was on the final day, and I was like, my God. And then I won. Mm.
Were you the only one that could actually do it in person? Everyone else was just playing a track over
no,
the phone?
No, I mean, they made
us... Was there any cheating? It seems like people would...
They made us do... I don't remember, but they made us do something to prove we were live.
Okay, cool.
And then we did it, and then it culminated in... I ended up going into the... radio station into the studio that I eventually worked at because we bought that thing and I got interviewed on the air at the same time as Richie Sambora from Bon Jovi, and then we jammed together on the air.
Wow.
Cute.
That is cool.
But his manager pulled me aside outside and said, don't play better than him.
Oh.
Really?
Is that not the most absurd thing you've ever heard in your life?
I'm just some kid.
I'm a kid from Longmont, Colorado, and I'm like Richie Sambora from... Anyway, when we got done, we jammed like for an hour on the air, like in between things, we'd play into the commercials and stuff, and then he gave me his guitar.
Wow. And he was nice about
it?
No way. The whole thing?
He literally handed me his guitar when it was over.
Wow.
He was like... it was
because he thought you were going to like put it away?
I'm not the one who slept with everyone in Denver, Aaron.
I haven't either. I'm working on it.
If you'd like to sleep with Aaron,
no.
Text in to 51059.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 1059.
I'm not sure. I don't like being a flip-flopper, but I think I might be a flip-flopper on Juju right now.
Okay.
When it comes
at least
to-
you can admit it.
At least you're not wearing real flip-flops.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you understand that? Up until probably when you got here, T-Hack, I was a flip-flop only guy in the summer.
Only?
Jeans and flip-flops.
And you would wear them into work?
Yeah.
What?
Jeans and flip-flops are what I wore pretty much.
With the jeans kind of dragging?
Yeah. Oh, and the back of my jeans were all tattered.
Walking?
And a t-shirt?
No.
What do you mean,
No. I don't like them.
Yeah, make a decision. It's either warm enough for shorts.
No.
Or
here's
cool
the thing.
For tennis
so here's
shoes.
The thing. Like, my buddy Chad took me to Morgan Wallen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he was like, well, I need to know if you're wearing boots or not because I was planning on wearing flip-flops and jeans.
Why to a concert?
Yeah, to a concert is dumb. And you guys know that you were floor level. You're going to get stomped on by people
in
their boots.
No one could stomp on us. We were front row.
Exactly. That's when people are going to stomp
on
you.
Who's going to stomp on you, Morgan?
No, the people around you trying to get in front of you.
They'd be stomping on your heel. You're fine.
I could never.
No,
I've said
never
it before.
Never wear flip-flops to a concert.
Yeah, I don't leave the house without socks.
I used to wear flip-flops to Live at Fives until a fateful day where she used to work here. Now she's the GM of Kansas City for our company. Mm,
love her.
Her name rhymes with Schmoxan.
Okay, yeah.
She's one of those people, when you get a picture with her, she has to take like 20 and then she has to go through them. And if they're not good enough, she has to keep taking them.
Okay, yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Okay. Well, I'm standing there and she keeps going up to the camera person, then coming back to me, going up. We also know something else about Schmoxan. She wears red bottom shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So she drove the stiletto heel of one of her red bottom shoes right through my big toe because I was wearing flip-flops. She just came back on her 14th time to reshoot the pictures. Like, seriously, it shattered it. There was blood everywhere.
Oh, ow.
That was the last Live at Five I wore a flip-flop.
I thought she was telling the camera guy, no, flip-flops out of the picture.
No, she was
crop up.
She was just...
Plus, going to a concert with flip-flops, what if one breaks? Then you just have one barefoot.
When was the last time a flip-flop broke on you?
It happens fairly often.
Then you buy cheap flip-flops. I buy nice flip-flops. Mine are like Reef or what, like some of them.
That's another issue. There are no nice flip-flops.
You know what a Reef flip-flop is? By the way, we're supposed to be talking about something else, but we'll go back to it. A Reef flip-flop is the kind with a... never mind. It's got a beer opener in the sole. You just lift your foot up and... And some people find that gross because, like, you've been walking around on it, but it's like, you just took the cap off. It's not that gross. You know what I'm saying?
It's more gross that your toes are exposed.
You don't like my toes? Also, I got one weird toe right now. If anybody knows how to get rid of the toe.
Right now.
That you got from wearing flip-flops to the Morgan Wallen concert?
No, it's got, like, striations in it. So I think forward.
Oh, okay.
Why? Yeah. If it's going the other way?
Well, normally if like there's the white lines or whatever, I think it means you're like calcium deficient or something.
I think Yeah, I think
they mean something.
I'm on the way to the fungus, I think, and I don't want to be on the way to the fungus.
Mm.
The fungus.
Fashion deficient. It's a serious epidemic. Your buddy Chad has it too.
I just want people, if you stuck with us this long, you need to know one thing. We're right now talking about wedding rings.
Oh, yeah.
That is literally what we're talking about. This whole thing started with, we're going to talk about the wedding ring thing, and we just spent, I don't know how many minutes, talking about concerts and flip-flops. Okay.
Sorry.
How will we get back, you ask? Just like this. Reset! So I've done a bit of a turnaround.
Okay.
On my position.
Tell me more.
On wedding rings. So for the longest time, as a person who's bought multitudes of wedding rings.
Has it been more than two?
Yeah. Well, I mean, with the most recent wife, we bought lots.
Oh, that's right.
Upgrading and upgrading.
Mm-hmm. You got a punch card or something, right?
Oddly, the Shane Co. does a real good exchange thing. They have
a cool
program. Like, I don't get paid to say this, but they literally do. They'll give you your value for the diamond because diamonds just don't depreciate or whatever. They're like, you spent this. And
wow.
You can upgrade from that. And then if you spend like double on the setting, they'll give you full. Like, if you have a setting that's worth $400 and you go in like, ooh, I like that $800 setting. They're like, great, we'll apply this $400 towards it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, okay.
So you're just like, it's awesome. Anyway, so some other flip-flops, like the Reef ones. Did I say Reef already?
Rings.
Okay. So for the longest time, I have felt that you can't... I've known people who go to like a pawn shop and buy a wedding ring or get a wedding ring from their mom who got a divorce.
Okay.
And it's like, well, I held on to it and like, here, you can... And it's like, that wedding ring... for the longest time, to me, had the juju of a divorce on it.
You keep saying for the longest time. I'm going to have to do Wham on it.
Whoa. We now have a third subject on the table.
It's like you're baiting me or something.
Okay, so for a extended amount of the way we keep track of days, I felt like there was bad juju on it.
Yeah, it's if it ends in divorce, kind of, then it's like, yeah.
Here, but is it the ring's fault?
You try
it. No, it's not the ring's fault.
But does the ring have the stink? Does the ring... Because, like, we all kind of believe if, like, a car... A guy committed suicide in a car, you don't want that car.
No, I don't.
I don't think you want that car. I turned down that car.
If it's someone that I knew, no. If it was someone that I didn't, I'd be okay with it. And that also applies to the ring. If it belonged to someone that... Like, if I kept it for some... I don't know. If my partner or sig other... had it from a previous divorce, I wouldn't want it for me, but I'm okay with like going to a pawn shop, getting one, getting like the mom's or something. I'm okay with that.
You are?
Yeah.
You don't think that it's like, what if he was physically violent to her or whatever? Like, what if, like O.J. Simpson's ex-wife's ring? What if that were out on the market somewhere, like, and you didn't know it was hers, but it's like, oh look, I got this ring for, oh, that's so great. Like,
if you didn't know, then...
It doesn't matter if you know. If the juju's on it.
You can save it if it makes you feel better.
I couldn't do it. I think it's on it a little bit. If it, yeah. Because it's you're starting a new relationship, so don't you want a new ring to go, this is ours, this is ours.
Okay, so that's exactly who I've been, and this is how I flip-flopped. is that who wins in that scenario? The jewelry companies and the diamond companies, they've convinced us that juju's on there to get us to buy a different ring. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
It's a new relationship. I need a new ring.
Just take the jewels or the gems or whatever out of it. And then
melt the other stuff down and make a new ring.
Yeah, get a new setting, something.
That's what I'm saying. I'm starting to come around to the idea that we've all been duped by De Beers and whoever mines the gold to go like, no, you don't
There's
want that lot. Ring. It has juju on it. You want a new ring. But it could be, and I think I'll win Erin over with this argument, even though she's already kind of on my team, it's a little like Harry Potter. The wand chooses the wizard. Mm. The ring chooses the wife, and like, I put this ring on you, Erin, we end in a fiery divorce. That doesn't mean it's the ring's fault. I or someone else is supposed to put that ring on the right person. The right person is supposed to put it on the right person.
No?
Okay, I just feel like you can get something nice. Like, you get one thing, you get one wedding, you're supposed to get one. You have one nice
thing. Can you explain that part real slow to me?
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We need to talk about naps. One, because everyone in this room needs one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did your thing just beep at the exact...
I had to give myself insulin. I'm sorry.
You can't take a nap. You got to do something.
Why couldn't we just take a nap right now? Why couldn't the three of us put in two really long songs and just go snuggle?
It's not long enough. A nap's
a nap. What do you think a nap is?
I need time to fall asleep. I need at least like an hour.
Are you tired right now?
Kind of always. Then, yeah. Okay.
Then you can't. Like,
do I look like it?
You almost never fully open your eyes.
Okay, yeah.
To me, if I'm tired like I am right now, if I go lay down, I don't even have to lay down. I could fully. Hold up, everyone, just be quiet for a second.
Not the standing nap.
I could do. Hold on.
Slacker. Slacker.
I just love that everyone is like, I wonder if Slacker's asleep right now. I think he's actually sleeping. So you're saying to me, you think a nap lasts blank amount of minutes. How many minutes is a nap?
A minimum for me would be 60 minutes, an hour.
For a nap, I just yawned.
You literally, yeah. I turned to look at your face, and it was like you're trying to hold it. You're like trying to hold your lips together. It's that fake, like, I'm just thinking, I'm singing inside my mouth.
No, my eyes are so watery.
We're all so tired.
I don't know why.
Erin's got this idea, and I think it's radical, but it might work.
It totally works. I do it all the time.
So you do, you go get some crystal meth.
No.
Cocaine.
No. 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 What? Just some espresso. I don't do like coffee. I'll do a couple shots of espresso.
From like BlackRock or something?
Sure,
or
wherever.
Like, you get a tiny little bit of something highly caffeinated.
Yes.
Okay.
Chug it. Go lay down for like 20 minutes.
You put hot liquid in your body.
I put like cream in mine to tone it down. So okay. It's easier to chug. And then you go lay down for like 20 minutes, half an hour. And then
it's not just gurgling in your guts. And no. How long does it take for the caffeine to hit you?
20 minutes, half an hour. So by the time you wake up,
so you're
like double energized. Because you've got a little cat nap in, and then you've got caffeine.
Do you feel that it's the caffeine that wakes you up, or do you just wake up normally and then you're like more refreshed?
Kind of both. The caffeine helps give a kick, but just sitting there in the dark, not looking at your phone, doing nothing, that can be very refreshing.
Because we learned on this show, somebody told us, sleep is one of the only things you do. You pretend to do it till you do it.
Yeah.
Like you literally go lay in a room and close your eyes, but you're not sleeping. You're just like, and you're just like,
I'm
sleeping. Me. But you're not. You're just like, ooh, now I am. And like, you don't know when you're going. Like,
it's just when you
wake up. You just keep
up.
Closing your eyes.
When
and
you've crossed
sudden,
over.
Right.
You're just like, I don't know, was I pretending? Or
am I the only one who does? Like, it depends on the thing, but like, the one, when I'm first falling asleep, especially if somebody's with me. Like, if you're trying to,
you can't play it off.
I know
it's
you can't.
It's so bad.
You're like laying there watching a movie. It's like, are you still watching? Yeah, no, I'm totally into it. And you're like, nah! And you do that jerk. And like, you were asleep. It's like, no, that scene scared me where... So does everybody have one of those?
Yeah.
Every time? Or just sometimes?
No, not every time.
Yeah. It's rare, but yeah.
Yeah, it's more like if I'm falling asleep where I'm not supposed to be, like on the couch or something like that.
Yeah.
Like in bed, it doesn't really happen that much.
It doesn't?
No.
Yeah, same.
Well, okay. Does your wife ever try to... I know she's not trying to initiate relations. Let's not be foolish about this. This is a one-way street.
Okay.
Okay. You said what you want to say. But is she ever like trying to like? Because I just remember getting into bed and that wives or girlfriends or whomever choosing that moment to go like, you know, we should talk about the and whatever it is in that tone. Like I'm all like you're ASMRing.
Oh. Okay.
I see.
And
yeah,
they're trying to be serious. It's like, we've been hemming and hawing about taking this trip. And you're just like,
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
And it's like, yeah, the snort. Like, I sometimes do both. I do a little,
and the
jerk. But it's not, it's only because it's like what TX's talking about. Like, because you know you're not supposed to. So you're trying to pretend you're there, and your vocal cords are like ready to just do another And instead, it's like a.
Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
This is kind of weird, but we're going to talk about fantasies, sort of. Not those kinds. I mean, it could be.
Leather or no leather?
It can be. But we're going to share some of ours, but we want you to share yours too. But hear us out before, like, and we will voice disguise you if you need it. But like, this dude in Florida.
Why did... Of course it's Florida.
No, I know I had to look, but it's like... he did this on purpose, right?
Oh, yeah.
He went into a Walgreens at like 9:40 or something when they closed at 10, went to the bathroom and hid.
Okay.
which is a little concerning because like when I worked at a Walgreens and we closed, we cleaned the bathroom at the end.
Oh, so they just...
To make sure that no one was in there and also to make sure that the bathroom was spotless for the next day.
Okay,
so they did it. They clearly
didn't.
Unless
they did it earlier and just assumed.
That nobody went in there? I don't know. Because we had kind of a serial pooper that would come in. And just like...
Yeah. So?
No, I mean, he would just... That? You just want
it's a public restroom?
No, but for the next morning, like when people come in, they want to feel like... Because you'd have a lot of elderly people kind of hanging out by the pharmacy and they'd have to use the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
And you don't want that... Because he'd like... Never mind. It was like a cantaloupe in there.
Oh, okay. Well,
you want to make, it's horrifying.
I relate because DJing, like traveling around a lot, I just used to have to stop everywhere because I'm just in my car.
To go potty?
Yeah, to go potty. So gas stations, Walgreens, done a Kmart before. Not bad.
We could not be farther off the topic
at
hand.
Yeah, no, can we get back?
Take it easy on him.
This is not about that. This guy, so he goes in there, they close up, and then at some point he comes out of there and just has a grand old time. He parties like it's 1999.
Opens up so many bags of food.
Tostitos spinach dip, chips, Reese's and Ghirardelli chocolate, Dr. Pepper, Newport cigarettes. He went... he just went ham.
That does sound really nice.
That's what I'm saying. That's the kind of fantasy we want to talk about. Or this could just be me. It's like the thing the voices in your head tell you to do, but you somehow...
intrusive thoughts.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Mm.
Like the voices in your head are like, you should stay in Walgreens until you can just get all the Newports and Tostitos spinach dip you want. And then you're like, no, that's ridiculous. Don't do that.
Well, my question for this guy is like, how long do you wait until after closing before you just ravage the store? Like, you did you give them any time to get rescued or anything?
Or
and also, they're going to come back tomorrow. Aren't they going to go, hey, you ate everything. Here's
I don't know
bill.
If you're smart, you just go back into the bathroom. He didn't come out till like 2:42 in the morning. So he stayed. He must have slept.
Okay.
Or did, I don't know what he was doing. Yeah. So he's in there. They close at 10.
You have to be a solid sleeper to sleep in a public
restroom.
Yeah.
I'm guessing he was under the influence of something.
I see.
Probably.
And then so he comes out at 2:42. I think if you clean your mess up, then you just go back in the bathroom when they open.
Yeah,
and then just
but
saunter.
there were some alarms that went off.
Yeah, there's apparently some cameras inside
like
or something that
or
set
stuff.
Off. Yeah, motion detectors. So he did get busted. Mm. But what this story, instead of inspiring me to think of how stupid this guy was, it inspired me to be the person to go, maybe one time I should give in to my intrusive thoughts. What is my fantasy that I kind of want to actually happen?
Okay, yeah.
Like for me, I've talked about it before, and you guys are going to think I'm stupid, but... like in my neighborhood, there's lots of landscaping and foundations being built. So they're always backing a tractor off of one of those like long flatbed trailers.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And the trailer's just sitting there with the ramps on it.
Yep.
And my Tesla, I can get that bad boy up to like 100 miles an hour and just, whoo, I just want to, I either want to get up on the flatbed while they're all just standing there horrified. Just like, what are you doing? And then just back off and I'm like, psych. Or I just want to hit it at 80 and try to launch over the truck in front of it.
But what happens if you don't?
I guess I don't know. It's just, I don't know.
And then
know.
When you land, it's going to ruin your
know.
Car.
That's not what this is about. This is about the fantasy of like what you think in your head.
And
like,
it's just there tempting you. It's there. Yes. It's like mocking you. Like, I bet you won't.
Right. Exactly.
Because you shouldn't.
I know. And sometimes they're just parked on the side of the road with no truck on the front. So even if you didn't make it, you'd only be jumping like 3 feet. My cars have all been airborne
right,
at least 3 feet.
But when you come down to the ground again...
yeah, it'd be,
your
make
front
a little
is gonna
make a little.
It's gonna be gone.
No, it won't. I wouldn't. If you go slow, it'll go. But if you're fast, it'll like. Wing. I've ramped enough Matchbox cars to know what this looks like. Mm. You don't. Nobody else has that fantasy.
Not that one. Not that one. But I have a recurring dream. I would say that happens
like
to me a lot.
Like an actual.
Yeah, a literal dream.
Okay. Well, let's get people calling in. If you have intrusive thoughts, a fantasy. We'll give you more examples, including THX darkness. But we want to hear your weird little inner demon fantasy. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I have this dream at least once a month, probably every other week, where I'm like in some sort of store and I go to the back of the store and I see that they have a sneaker section.
Okay.
And I'm like looking around and then I see they've got Nikes, they've got Jordans, they have all these shoes that I've been looking for and they're all marked way, 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 way down. And I'm like losing my mind because I'm kind of peeking out of the aisles and being like, is anyone else? No one
like
else?
Like you're being punked.
Yeah.
It's
like,
too good to be true.
Yeah. Like what's going on? No one else is going to grab any of these? Like am I the only? And then I'm just.
And they're all in your size.
They're all. Yeah. It's like too good to be true.
They
and
have
I'm just,
nothing but size eights there is what you're saying.
10.5.
Okay.
10.5.
That half is a bit of a lie.
Yeah, that's my my fantasy.
That's your
is
fantasy.
That I could just go into a Nike store or some sort of store and just have at the shoes and like no one else, there's no competition ever. Like no one else is there trying to get them too.
I know you're a sneakerhead, but I really want Dream Expert Lori to like decipher
what that dream means.
Yeah.
Especially since he's a sneakerhead. I don't think there's much. Yeah. I think it's just a fantasy. I don't think that one's interpretable. It's just him constantly thinking about sneakers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it could be. Or like I'm watching YouTube videos about sneakers before I go to bed or something.
Because some
like
dreams
that,
are just that. The crap that happened to you that day. sort of thing.
Just downloading.
Have you thought about like going into the bathroom at the Nike outlet?
No, I haven't.
And
That's
waiting
good.
Until like they close and then just
just try everything on and then put it back. And how could I couldn't sneak out with it. That's a
no,
that's
but you
issue.
Could just create a pile. Like if they have stuff in the back, create a pile of 10 and a halves.
And then
saunter out the next day and be like, what? All these? I'll buy these. Like you're shopping unobtrusive, whatever.
Without other people also trying
obstacles.
To get it. Yeah.
Yes, an obstacle. Okay. That. Aaron, if we want people to call, you have to tell yours.
No, I know, but mine's kind of boring compared.
What is it? What?
Well, I it's not... I want to drive a Zamboni. So avalanche.
We really want your fantasies, but they got to be better than ours. I'm trying to get on the back of a flatbed easy. You just want like
at an Avs game.
Anywhere.
No, at an Avs game.
It's got to be the Avs game. I don't think they let you drive it.
Okay, I can just sit on it.
Because they do let people sit on it. Yeah. I've like
really?
Almost bought them at like silent auctions when you go to like galas and stuff. That's always one of the things listed. It's like, oh, a 4-pack of tickets in a suite, plus you get to ride on the Zamboni. And but you kind of feel stupid because you're just kind of on the side. You're just kind of a weird little, and you don't face the same way. Like
as
you're facing
the driver.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah, the driver's facing forward, and you're just kind of sidecarred on the side. But you're still on the Zamboni.
Yeah.
So you don't even get to chat with the driver.
No, you're kind of like side eye him. It's like confession.
Turn around. Confession.
It's weird. I mean, but yeah.
Okay.
I think we can make that one happen. But I would want to drive it.
Mm.
Yeah, we could get you in. You could stay overnight at Ball Arena.
Oh, I would love
you
that.
Could come out in the morning.
Dude, let's do that. Sick.
Is that just what we have to do?
Here's our fantasies, though. Aaron wants to be on the ice, and you want to be on the court.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I don't know.
But
yeah.
You would want to, like...
shoot the first free throw. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
Or do the halftime games where they shoot from half court and all
you,
that. Yeah.
You think you could hit it?
I've done it once in high school, and I made all the shots and missed the half quarter.
Aww. You did? Mm-hmm. Starting a free throw at 3-point.
Layup, free throw, 3-point. I made all those three in a row, and then I missed 2 half court shots. Yeah.
Okay, one that came up on like Reddit or somewhere is crowd surf. Does anybody have that fantasy?
No.
I wouldn't mind.
I would never do it.
No.
It's like so not a fantasy. That's surrendering control to drunk people at a concert.
Yeah.
You're just laying backwards. I used to be on a stage. I could have done it at any point in my life.
Yeah, did you never jumped in
no,
the stage or anything?
No, I jumped, but I jumped to beat people up.
Okay.
Oh.
There was just rumbles a couple times in my life.
Huh.
And then like it's happening to the band that's opening for you and they're getting beat up and you're like, please stop. And you're like, and you just jump out into the middle of it and they're trying to hold you up. You're like, don't hold me up. I need to go help that guy. But like to go backwards, like I can't even fall backwards into a pool.
Yeah,
really?
I would be way too nervous.
No.
Yeah, I couldn't. I wouldn't trust anybody. I've always found that fascinating.
When you're
people
a head
just
injury waiting to happen.
Mm-hmm. Or how do you not kick someone or something? I want to hear if anyone's crowd surfed before, too.
Okay.
Like, how do you do it?
Yeah, we want to hear your fantasy.
It's not like you can practice. You either do it or you don't.
Well, I mean, because you need like 20 people.
Yeah.
Well, you need like...
Stop.
I was going to say like 10. What? We want to hear your fantasy and extra points if you actually pulled it off and ramped over a...
Yeah, oh yeah.
All right, fantasies, 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about fantasies, and not in a weird way. We're just doing like, I want to drive my car up on over things. And
we can get weird.
We can.
We're not against it.
I mean, someone did text in saying if Slacker goes crowd surfing, I'd touch his head. And then they did the squiggly water boy. So I don't know if that's from the movie Water Boy or if they're referring to themselves as Water Boy.
Do we have a water boy in our lives?
No, you tell us.
I don't have a water. I don't personally have a water boy. There's one other thing that I want to discuss real fast. If you could, have you ever seen the movie Flatliners?
No.
It was like Kiefer Sutherland and Julia Roberts and Kevin Bacon, and they were all medical students, and they killed each other for like 2 minutes and then brought themselves back so they could see, but then they all like kind of opened a portal and brought some crap back with them.
Oh.
But like, would you want to die for a couple minutes just to see what happens?
No.
If you 100% unequivocally, we can bring you back.
No.
No.
You're not curious to like...
No.
Tiak, you're the guy who reads the last page of the book first.
Right, yeah. But
so this is that. This is you.
No, but...
Closing the book.
No, but you're going to live. You just want to see. Because if you figure out like there's a god or there's
exactly.
a...
Exactly. I don't think I would want to come back.
No, but then you come back and you go like, okay, I got a chance. Like, if you feel yourself sinking down, you're like, okay, get me back up there and I'm going to figure out how to not go that direction.
But what if I'm just sinking down?
Like, and we have to dig you back out?
Yeah.
All right.
Pull me back, please.
We want to know what you're...
It was just a test.
It's really hot in here. Yeah.
All right. This has gotten way off. What's your fantasy, Amy?
Yay.
Yay.
What's your fantasy?
So I want to spend the night in an arcade, like Dave and Buster's at night, and I want to dominate all the games until I get that giant roll of tickets, like, so I can buy the best
God,
ride ever.
That is a fantasy.
I like that you still want to play the games to get the tickets and not just steal.
Yeah, don't steal the tickets. You want to dominate.
No,
I want to do coin pusher all day.
Yeah, I would just want to use the thing they use to count the tickets.
Why?
Because okay. It still looks so fun. They feed it in.
They don't have those anymore, right?
No, they don't. It's all like digital now.
Yeah. It's the card,
Do you still want to do that? Because we could probably make that happen.
Well, what it really makes me really mad is the skee ball. When it, you know, you throw the ball up at the ramp and it doesn't go into that high one. And for some reason, I would walk up that ramp and I would just stuff those balls in like the 500 and just dominate it.
This just got, it's got real fantasy oriented right there. She's a Dave and Buster's stuffing balls. I really like that one.
I get it.
One.
Yeah.
I do too. Yeah. It'd be fun. I'd want to do it with a friend though. I feel like I'd be kind of scared.
That'd be a fun sleepover night.
Yeah. I'd be scared.
All my girlfriends.
Do they have any animatronics in there, though? I don't remember.
No.
Because if you've seen Five Nights at Freddy's, it changes it for you. You don't want to be in an arcade at night.
Yeah, no, that's not what I'm hoping for. I'm just hoping to get...
Because you're just, like, looking over at the weird little thing, and it's like, don't.
Yeah, that's one of mine. I'd want to go to a Chuck E. Cheese when they still have the animatronics.
No, you wouldn't.
I want to play with that man.
No, you would not.
I want to play with greatness one time. Just
bro, watch Five Nights at... No, watch it. Or play the video game. I have the VR version of it.
Oh, no.
It will, you want me to bring my goggles in? We got to put them in there. Oh, you want to play with Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah,
You watch what happens when you play with Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay.
He'll bite you in half.
You better call him Charles. You don't know him well enough to call him Chuck.
Susan?
Yay.
Yeah. What's your fantasy?
So when I'm like just driving around and you see all the road bikers riding down the side of the roads and stuff with their...
You mean bicyclists or motorcyclers?
Bicyclists.
Oh, no. Like, you're one of these people...
I just, when they're wearing those spandex shorts, I just want to reach out my car window and just slap them on the bottom.
So you don't want to hurt them.
Another fantasy. Yes.
Well, me as a Dave and Buster's, we're going to slap some balls and...
Slap some balls.
Oh, sorry.
And slap some spandex.
Either way.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I have a bone to pick with you.
Okay.
And a dilemma for myself, and they're related.
Oh. All right, let's hear it out. What I do now.
I've
great
been thinking,
shirt on today, by the way.
Well, okay. this will be the first year. I'm going to start with me, as a narcissist would. this will be the first year that I don't have my kids on Thanksgiving. So... I don't know what I'm going to do. Now, a weird deal with the devil sort of trade has been offered. My ex-wife is like, hey, if you want the kids that day, you can have them if you make me food.
That's not that bad, actually. That's not,
I enjoy cooking.
And Thanksgiving is your
It's
your
one of.
Holiday.
I enjoy putting, like, my son loves all the different things. Every part, like now he eats everything. He eats the stuffing even, which I don't, it's not called stuffing at my house because I don't stuff it ever. It's dressing.
That's good.
We call it dressing.
That's good. People, they need to be looked into.
You don't put crap inside a place that's diseased.
Thank you.
Oh, but it eventually, we've cooked the salmonella out of the turkey, but it's like, but did you cook it out of the stuffing? No, you didn't. Just cook it separately in a different pan and call it good.
Have you ever just had sliced bread?
Right.
Like, why you gotta stuff it up the bird first?
Right, you
just,
don't have to
just
do
just regular bread. It's delicious.
But if I don't take that deal, like I'm looking for tips. I know other people do the Friendsgiving thing.
I've done that before. I've been to one, I should say.
Yeah, so you just go, but somebody, it's still the same food?
Yeah, and which is always a bummer for me because I don't like Thanksgiving food. And so then it's just like, yeah, we get to eat it again. And it's always made way too big too, because you're making it for a party instead of like for a family. So it's made in like huge sheets. And
but is it sad? I mean, is it like the Land of Misfit Toys? You know what I mean?
There is a little bit. I was just younger when I went to it, so it was just kind of all of we were no kids, kind of single or dating or married. Yeah, so we went just kind of in our apartment building. We rent some of our neighbors rented out the community
room.
So
should I do
room.
That? Or should I cook anyway and just have friends over? My house ends up being like people just, everyone, this sounds braggadocious, but my stuffing is really good. Like Steve would attest to that. My neighbor Ben, my neighbor John, they're like, oh my God, my neighbor Cassie, everybody's like, your stuffing is it. And I've gotten really good with turkeys. I smoke them. I spatchcock them. I do all sorts of different.
Yeah, you have all the
different. I do all these different things and I make these peas and all this stuff. Or I can just kick it. I could just sit on my butt and
It's a good day. That's what I do.
Thank you for being the perfect segue to my bone to pick with you.
What?
Listen, man, I'm going to tell you this. Do you know how nutritious yogurt is for kids?
Very, yeah.
And you know how averse I am to that because of the white and creamy thing. Do you think I ever winced or made a face when I opened yogurt for my kids when it went onto my hand and the white and creamy, like the thing that is my nemesis is on my hand, but I acted like it was okay. And I handed my kids the yogurt so they would get their nutrition. So I would raise my kids right.
That's great. That's great.
Your aversion to Thanksgiving, you're not doing what I did with yogurt. You are projecting your hatred of Thanksgiving onto your small children, and that's not fair. They're going to be mutants in society. At some point, Leo's going to have a girl or a boy. I don't know. But somebody he's going to be attracted to, and they're going to be like, I want you to come meet my family on Thanksgiving. He's going to go, ew. My family doesn't do that.
We do it.
You don't do that. You just said you just sit around.
Well,
you
don't
do anything. And you don't like the food. So I bet you like project onto your wife that you don't want it. So she's not out there making a turkey, mashing potatoes. You don't want any of those things.
She doesn't make the turkey. She's made steak medallions the last couple
weeks.
We're doing our own tradition.
No.
We're starting our own.
You don't get to change Thanksgiving. That's what I'm saying. This is where I'm at this crossroads where I feel terrible that something I've done with my family when I was growing up, and then I took it on myself. Mm. I became the cook for my parents even. Like I make Thanksgiving, but I know one thing. My children have a sense of tradition and they have a sense of what this whole day is about. And you're ruining.
But so do my kids.
No, they don't. Steak medallions?
Yeah, it's so much better than a turkey.
No, it's.
Turkey is terrible. They give away for free. They can't. No one ever eats turkey.
Make medallions on Friday, but not on Thursday. Your kids deserve, just like my kids deserve yogurt, even though it squirted onto my hand.
The yogurt is gross.
I pretended that I was okay with it so my kids could grow up balanced. I did not project my childhood hangups onto my children. But you, sir, are doing that.
You are on to something, because recently I saw the commercial for, I think it was Firehouse Subs. They have like a turkey Thanksgiving sub or whatever. And it came on, and I teased my wife because she loves that kind of stuff. And I was like, oh, gross. And not realizing my son was there. And so then he's like, yeah, it's gross,
yeah,
right,
Dad?
Poppy? Yeah. And it's like, no, it's not gross. It's just...
yeah.
It's just gross. I don't know how else to say it.
Dude, I know. Listen, if you're listening right now, I want you to pay very close attention to what I'm saying. I need you to, for a moment, set aside your hatred of me. You don't like me because I interrupt TAC too much. And you like there's your plethora of reasons why you bully. Whatever.
I have the list. I can go grab it.
Just save your list.
Okay.
Put it all aside. And just hear me out on this and text into 51059. Yes, you're allowed to make new traditions. Your family did stockings. My family didn't. Mm-hmm. But by and large, Christmas is Christmas, and we celebrate it in the overarching way. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving is a holiday that we kind of just do. And you're screwing your kids up, in my opinion, by having them. Leo's going to go over to somebody's house, and they're going to set down turkey stuffing, cranberries, rolls, frog salad, the weird bean casserole, and he's gonna be like, where's the steak medallions, brah? I won't eat any of that crap, just like my dad. You're creating.
The tradition is we're spending the day together and we're having a meal together as a family. Nope. The cranberry sauce is still there and the mashed potatoes are still there. I'll give you that.
That's not.
But
that's not
the stuffing.
That's not it.
Not the butt bread.
That's not. That's not it. You have
it's the turkey. That's the most important part.
You have to do the whole thing. You have to let them. You have to let them choose for themselves that they don't like it. You don't. You know what I mean? You're like
okay.
It's like saying, "Oh, let my kid be religious or not religious." When they, if you don't offer any, they're not going to be any. You know what I'm saying? So you're not offering Thanksgiving. You've trained your child to be. Where's the lobster? They don't.
If anyone knows anything about me, it's my high class palate.
But steak medallions, dude. They're
good. It's a treat. It's something we look forward to every year.
I get it. Do you remember going to Angie's family the first time for Thanksgiving? Even though you didn't like the turkey, did you take some?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And
my kids will be taught to lie just like I lied. No, they won't,
because they're not lying for you now. You're enabling them now to not like the turkey. You have to teach them to lie until they make their own decision. Like, they need to pretend to like turkey.
This is so dumb. That's not what the holiday is. It's about being together.
Yes, it is.
Pretending to like
pretend or die.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Are you guys going to quit or no? Are you quitting your jobs or no?
Why does it sound like you want us to?
Well, a little part of me, the show is called The Slacker Show, after all. I can do this crap all by my lonesome. There's a study out or a story out that most people, the people who are listening to us right now, would quit their job if they could become an influencer.
I don't know. I think it seems better than what it really is.
What is an influencer? Like, what level do you have to be at to be an influencer? Are we influencers?
To like have it as your full-time...
To be it at all.
Like, oh, okay.
Like, how many followers do you have enough, Aaron?
No.
How many do you have on Insta? Do you know?
2,300-ish. I don't know.
Okay, what's your Insta?
Radio Aaron.
Okay. We'll see if we can raise that. Tiak, how many do you have?
About the same.
Okay.
Somewhere.
We're not going to help you. No, what's yours?
Tiak is whack.
No punctuation. Tiak is whack.
Mm-hmm.
Radio
no
Aaron.
No H in whack either. If you put an H in whack, it's like you whack someone.
Whack.
If you call something whack, it's just WACK.
Well, you got a little extra time to explain your Instagram. Aaron, would you like to make any clarifications on Radio Aaron, is it?
Yeah. Pretty simple.
Here's the other fun thing that when people text in, can I have a moment?
Yeah. Sure.
A-A-R-O-N is a boy's name.
Okay, but I will...
Stop texting Aaron. It's like, Aaron, you sound cute. I'm like... Are you talking to me?
But
like,
when you do voice to text, it automatically does Aaron. Because I get that from my mom.
Oh,
and I know
your mom calls you by the wrong name?
Yes, but I know she's doing voice to text.
Oh my God, that's the saddest thing I ever heard.
It's fine.
What? But like, wouldn't voice to text, Apple's supposed to learn at a certain point.
But if you don't correct it, then...
So your mom just sends it. It's like, hey, Aaron, pick up some milk on your way by the bagel shop.
Yeah.
What? That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
She knows my name.
Kind of.
All right, so we're going to see if we can make your Insta totals go up enough to be an influencer. What's the number, do you think? 20,000?
I don't know if it's a number. I think once you start, you do like paid content. You have to be paid for like a post or a sponsored. You have like that's I think.
But don't you get that by?
I think by usually by growing. Like, usually.
Sure.
But there's some I've seen like they partner with. I've seen companies like partner with people that don't have a lot of followers, but they just make really good content.
But what does
something.
It look like when somebody wants to partner with you? Because I've seen it on other people's like, hey, you want to collab? And it's like,
there's different levels for sure. Like. The step one is kind of a spammy level where it's like, hey, I'll give you 25% off my product if you like use I'll give you like your own discount
own promo code.
Yeah. Mm, and then you get a discount, but then we're trying to get more people to buy.
Okay.
We've gotten before. We've gotten
that's
hit
like
up
the
about
first
that.
Level.
Yeah. We don't get out of bed for anything less than 50%. Just to let you know.
All right, go ahead and hit. What's my Instagram?
The Slacker Show.
Oh, how do you spell that? How much does that one have?
A lot. I don't remember off the top of my head. Over 10,000.
Let me ask you this. Why do you have a blue check mark with 2,300 and we don't as the show?
Because you have to match your ID with, the way I got it was through Odyssey.
That is not true.
That's how I did it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is true because I got denied.
Because T-Hack isn't your name?
It's not my name.
It's
no.
not a leap. Your last name has hack
I agree.
In it.
I agree. I've made this case. Threatened to go to the Supreme Court, but no one just kind of shut it down.
Okay, sorry. Like back to the influencers. Nobody in this room wants to do it? Or
I just think it's a lot more work than people think. People just think it's like, oh, I just take a picture of my food and then $1 million. And it's like, no, you, especially the back end of dealing with the clients and dealing with the companies. And okay. they're going.
I am a great person to deal with. So if anyone wants to.
Like, I just don't I don't remember to take.
But it's just more work than you're.
It is a lot.
To end up with just a picture takes perhaps weeks of work and stuff and going back and forth.
Like, if I just want, like, Halcyon Hotel in Cherry Creek. Hey, I'd love to come in there and eat at Quality Italian, mm-hmm. maybe go hang out at the pool upstairs. Why don't you guys hit me up? Let's collab. Like, is that how this works?
Yeah.
I guess, yeah. But they would probably want some sort of, let me see what you're going to post and let me approve it and let me know you take it back or no, you need to hit this point more. And then you're like, well, what about
but
this?
Yeah,
and then,
you can come to dinner, but you have to take at least three pictures and you to like.
I'll just pay. I'd rather just pay. No, yeah. I mean, because I can't imagine trying to eat. Like, there's nothing more annoying than somebody taking a picture there. Like, if I'm trying to talk to you, like, if we're, like, I've, couple things, I have discovered I don't know how to date. I honestly don't know how to date.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if I was sitting across from someone and they got their phone out and took a picture of their food, I would just get the check. I'd have to go.
Really?
Yes. What do you do? Why are you doing that? Like, be present.
Like, I just think it's funny. That's why I take a picture of whenever I drink. Now I take a picture. You guys have seen it. I have a mule cup and I take a picture.
You do?
Yeah. I've taken your glass to put it next to mine, so it looks like I'm not drinking alone.
So,
yeah, you leave all your empties around. We just use them all the time as props.
They're such a props. Yeah.
How many people are there? Just me and Slacks. Would you do it? You want to be an influencer?
I would do it,
you honestly do?
Yeah.
You want to be on YouTube? You want to be on Instagram? Let's figure out what you're supposed to do.
All of the above.
Didn't a psychic tell you to be on YouTube?
A palm reader. She looked at my palm and I have it recorded. And she said, like, I see success on, like, social media and YouTube and stuff. And I was like, that's cool. I've only posted, like, two things.
Do you think maybe she met OnlyFans?
No.
Mm. Are you sure?
No.
Let me see your feet.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
This is a weird statement, but I didn't picture you as a 69 guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Huh. Year round.
What a...
Really?
Yeah.
Year round.
Why don't you picture him as that?
I don't know.
What do you picture me as?
We're talking about temperature.
Oh.
We're not talking about what you think we're talking about.
Okay.
There's some sort of study out because we've solved all of life's other problems. Yeah. Cancer? Gone! World hunger? What's that? So they've done a study on if you grew up in a hothouse, you're likely to still be a hothouse person. Right?
Yeah. And if you grew up in a cooler, you're more likely to keep your house cool. But I disagree. I grew up in a very hot house.
Did your parents have air conditioning?
We had it. Yeah, we had it. I think
but it was the refusal.
Yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't just on, I would say.
It was never on.
It would kick on if it got really hot, but it wasn't like at our house. The AC is on because I hated the hot house. So I think our house was set to 78 growing up.
Wow.
Oh, in the summer.
Wow.
In the summer. Yeah, 78. So that's what I'm saying. It would kick on, everyone. You'd hear it.
But don't you think 69 is a bit of an overcorrect?
I think it's perfect.
Okay.
I think it's...
I don't like what you're trying to do.
No, I'm uncomfortable. I'm
doing a lot of lip biting.
HR! Wanda! 69 is way too much.
I've overcorrected a little.
Yeah.
But I would rather be... I just sweat. There's like times I wake up in the middle of the night and I get back in. I'm like, the bed is wet now. How? It's not even hot in here. I'm sweaty.
Okay.
So I have to try to overcorrect and keep it cool.
Why don't you get one of those beds where the bed is cool? and rather than put everyone else in your house in an igloo, like maybe try to do something proactive just for you. Maybe a personal mister next to you.
I need like one of those Dr. Seuss arms with a fan that could just blow right on me all night.
But. I have a oscillating fan.
Do you not have a fan in your room?
No, because my wife is always very chilly. She prefers to be cozy and warm.
So then putting your house at 69 is putting your marriage in jeopardy.
Yeah.
But putting it at 78, it would be past the point of jeopardy.
Well, no one's saying put it at 78.
There are nine numbers in between the numbers that we're talking about here that are more obviously.
There's only two I'm interested in.
Oh, my God. What would they be? 70?
The 6 and the 9.
God.
Okay.
Oh my God.
So what should I put it at?
To be honest, you don't want to hear it. But the real number is 74. That is the number that AC guys, because you understand if you're putting your air conditioner at 69, do you know what it's doing?
Running. It's working. Cooling. Yes. Dude, what is,
you're going to need my friends at Steel Bros to come out and replace it because it's running all the time. When it's 90 degrees outside, your house then is cooling down to like 66. And then it shuts off for a little bit. Till it gets to like 72.
And then kicks back on
again. Kicks back on and gets you down to 66. What you want is a house that's like 72. So you set it at 74.
Because it keeps it a little cooler. We've compromised. I've gone up to 72 here and there. So
74 is the number.
That's
leading air conditioner
at 78.
No, it's not. It's not. Aaron, what's
how about 73 right in between?
No, it's, 74.
I don't get. It's like we paid for the AC to be.
But you're going
to
keep buying ACs if you run them that cold.
But that's what we want it cold. That's why we bought the AC.
You want it cold.
Your wife does not want it cold. Let's say you just had your parents in town.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Were your parents comfortable at 69? Were your parents comfortable 69ing in the basement? Because the basement's always cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's 69 like in the basement?
it's a lot of warm. Oh, the temp. It's cooler in the basement. And we get a lot of complaints that it's cold in the basement. But only complaints from the mothers-in-laws.
So not your mom?
No, both. I'm saying both my mom and my wife's mom complain about it being too cold in the basement.
That was a real weird way to say it, right?
Yeah.
But the guys don't. The dads don't.
These guys are fat.
Okay, well, that's why I'm hot all the time. I'm sweating my ass off. What do you want from me?
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a story that I don't like because he's a robber, but he was polite and it got him in trouble.
No.
Oh, poor
I thought
Ben.
Getting polite, we got you ahead in life.
Well, a dog, a cat, and some chickens get into a car. And the rest is stupid stories.
Okay. The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A couple in... Oh, I stopped myself. A couple in... South Carolina. They were arrested after they led police on a high-speed chase in a stolen car.
Sean Connery is going to finish Aaron's story today. You can call me to Sean Connery over there, too. Tell us more about the chase.
They were having some issues staying.
Issues. It's hard to tell if you do. They're having
that
issues.
So aggressive. They had issues staying in one lane.
Oh, I got it.
When cops were able to get them to stop.
Got it.
There was a dog.
There was hold on, let me vlog. Okay, I've got the dog. A cat. I believe I've got. There we go. There's a dog.
And four chickens.
Four chickens.
The car.
Chickens. I like the fowl.
Is that it?
They were driving.
The chickens were driving.
They were just like hanging out in the car. They were pretty peckish when they were being handcuffed. Kind of ruffled some feathers.
Peckish.
It's peckish. I'm a Russian submarine.
They were
commander.
Immediately taken to the pound. All right, that's enough. I'll stop kidding around.
Mm-hmm. My story, also not from Florida. But it is from Germany! Now they're going to do Russian Sean Connery! No, I'm sorry, German! German Sean Connery!
The accents are fighting each other.
They are. My story is about a guy who went into a bank to rob it, pulled a gun, at which point the bank teller said, "Oh, man, I see some ID, sir." And he said, "Oh, yeah, sorry." Handed.
Where are my manners? Where are my manners?
Where are my manners?
Oh my God.
Oh, it is so good that we stop doing this on the air and we just do it for us.
Yeah.
That no one else has to hear this dribble. Anyway, he handed over the ID. He was given a small amount of money, and when he fled, he forgot his ID. So, moments later, the police arrested him. They brought in their new recruits. They had a dog, a cat, and several chickens.
Doesn't he? Even if he didn't forget the ID, they
still
knew,
had it.
Yeah, they
still
knew who he was.
Okay. His address and whatnot.
All right, first time.
Yeah. He'll get better. Yeah. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.